she's little, my baby, she's low. Baby, there's red dot on the ground. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie. She loves to do the boogie if it takes her all night long.
Yours. whites can help them, but they can't join them. They can, there can be no black-white unity until there is first some black unity. We cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
The tears of the gods.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
It's delicious. And I love it.
Walking down the street, I saw a friend of mine. We stopped beside me to get us something to eat. Now, when we got to eat, that's again. He said, "Yeah, Sammy, what's happening?" And I told him, "Whoa! Boogie, and the chillin' too. Don't know about the boogie. Like me and you, we gonna boogie. We gonna boogie. Till the break of day. Now you know, last night I was laying down. I heard mama and papa talk. I heard papa tell mama. Then I heard mama got him, she told papa. Well, mama told papa about something she heard. He said, "Look at him, mama. Don't leave a word. We're gonna boogie. I'm gonna boogie. Till the break of day." All right, let's boogie one time now. Hit it. feel all right. I 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 feel all right. Hey, hey, hey. I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel alright. I feel so good. 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 One more time. I want a boogie. 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 I want a boogie, cause I feel alright. You know I feel alright. Cause I feel alright. I feel alright. I want a boogie.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
And what is your name, little girl?
Jen.
Jen. And what did you do to get locked up in a place like this?
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and the police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Is that right? So you're telling me you were unjustly accused?
Very.
Very.
Honey!
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are beginning our celebration of Black History Month with a theme called Black and Blues. And what we're doing is we are mixing up the music of Black American bluesmen who essentially developed the roots of all of hard rock and heavy metal music. Well, yes, we're mixing that music up with selections from AC/DC's Back in Black album, which is certainly a hard rock album, the second biggest album selling in all of history, according to some counts. And that album was dedicated by the band to their singer Bon Scott, who passed away coming up on 19 years this February 19th, 1980. So we began that last long set with a real heavy song by R.L. Burnside, Going Down South. Yeah, that was blues and vacuum tube amps turned up to 11. And then we heard from John Lee Hooker and Devil's Jump. And then one of my Plastic Sushi special remix sound collage. That was my Plastic Sushi Good Girl, Bad Girl remix of AC/DC's Let Me Put My Love Into You. And then we heard from Lightnin' Hopkins and Let's Move, from an album that significantly educated me about the roots of hard rock music. Yes, Mojo presents Let's Move, a heavy blues collection. And that was, all American black bluesmen. Then we heard some public service messages. One from the National Fair Housing Alliance and another from by Dr. Lester Grinspoon about marijuana. And thanks to Chuck Yu for mixing that up and masscan.org for helping to promote that. And then we heard from Magic Sam and his blues band, I Feel So Good. And we finished things off with another one of my more deeply remixed sound collage songs of the evening, my Plastic Sushi Jailhouse Gen remix of AC/DC's What You Do For Money, Honey. And you know, if there are three thoughts I want to communicate to you this evening, it's that the summit of Mount Everest, the highest point on our planet Earth, is actually made out of marine limestone. Yes, 400 million years ago, there were sea creatures that were living in shallow tropical seas. And they died and they went down to the bottom of the sea. And then hundreds of millions of years later, after geological events, particularly happening 65 million years ago, they pushed that bottom of the seafloor all the way up, up, up to become the Himalayas and Mount Everest. And that's what's there right now. That's the Earth, Mother Earth in action, changing things. And then another thing that I want to mention is that Kraftwerk are the German godfathers of hip-hop music and so much more in the way that they influenced so many other musicians. And then, yes, that third thought, that the roots of rock and roll, hard rock, and heavy metal are the Black American bluesmen, who we're going to be hearing more of in the approximately 40 minutes left that we've got in this show before Savoir Faire comes on and brings you songs from the Squid Pod. Outstanding mix of 1980s music. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with a song that I think really illustrates what Keith Richards calls guitar weaving. Shout out to my friend Tim Coleman and sometimes WMFO substitute DJ. He's learning to play guitar and he's, well, we're together learning the ancient art of guitar weaving. Here is a live version where AC/DC, Malcolm and Angus Young, play two pretty different parts for the most part. And then we're also going to be hearing T-Bone Walker, Howlin' Wolf, and finish off this set once again with AC/DC, and then be back in about 14 minutes. Shoot to thrill.
didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Look, it wasn't my fault. I swear to God.
Ball. Let your hair down, baby, and let's have a natural ball. Cause when you're not happy, it ain't no fun at all. Sure. You can't take it with you, that's one thing for sure. There's nothing wrong with you that a good shuffle boogie won't cure. That's why I love to sing.
Thanks. Me too. Part of me.
I'm not in the business. I am the business.
Sure look good, but don't mean a thing to me.
One way a girl can repay a boy for entertaining her.
It's So you ready for your audition?
I am ready.
All right, get on your knees.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are celebrating the beginning of Black History Month with a theme called Black in Blues. And we are mixing up the music of Black American bluesmen who created the roots of rock and roll and hard rock and even all of heavy metal. So we're mixing up them with tracks from AC/DC's perfect album, Back in Black. We're going deep and playing you the songs off of that album that didn't get too much airplay but are incredible songs. And then we're playing alternate live versions of the songs that were big hits. Because, you know, as much as I love those original songs, you've probably heard them way too much. So it's just a whole lot better to hear different versions. And we began that set with exactly that, a live version of Malcolm and Angus's style of weaving guitars together, playing two different parts that mesh so well, instead of what a lot of guitar players unfortunately do, which is just to play the same thing the other guy is playing, or going back and doubling or tripling or even sometimes sextupling the same guitar over and over again to make it thick. We like them different. So, the live version from Backtracks Disc 2 of Shoot to Thrill. And then T-Bone Walker with a T-Bone Shuffle. And then another selection from that outstanding compilation, Mojo Presents Let's Move, a heavy blues collection. That was Howlin' Wolf and Shake For Me. And then Giving the Dog a Bone, the version from Back in Black, yes. So we're going to begin our final set with kind of the seed crystal for tonight's show, an absolutely nasty sounding electric guitar played by one of the most extraordinary black American blues musicians, Hound Dog Taylor. And being backed by the House Rockers, there's actually two guitars on this one. One played by Hound Dog Taylor. And it's got a really cool guitar solo that just shows how much you can do with just one guitar note to start. And then we're going to follow Hound Dog Taylor with another nasty blues electric guitar. And then we're going to finish it with another song from AC/DC's Back in Black, the final song before Savoir Faire comes up with songs from the Squid Pod. And let's get that going for you right. Oh yeah, I did want to mention, backing me up right now here is Bobby Parker and Bobby Q. But right now, here's a really nasty sounding electric guitar that sounds oh so good. Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. Give me back my wig. We'll be right back.
I'm not only the heckler president, but I'm also a client.
Here we go. We'll be right back. pinko heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community and sometimes Educational Radio, an ethnomusicological episode this evening. Our theme of black and blues as we begin our celebration of Black History Month. We're mixing up the music of black American blues musicians who essentially created the roots of rock and roll, hard rock, and heavy metal. And in that last set, we began with my favorite slide guitar player, Hound Dog Taylor, with a really, really nasty sounding electric guitar, Give Me Back My Wig, from an album that's contributed several excellent heavy blues songs this evening. Mojo Magazine presents Let's Move. And then we heard Junior Kimbrough, I Gotta Try You Girl. And we finished off with AC/DC's Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution from Back in Black. And you know, we didn't play that title tune from the album. Oh well, you've probably heard it enough. We could have played maybe the Backtracks Disc 3 version for you, the live version, but we're out of time. Savoir Faire is up next with songs from the Squid Pod, 1980s music, and downbeats and chakra and inner garage and old and new poses. So stay tuned for that. Thanks again to the WMFO exec board for renewing my show here. 8 to 10 p.m. on through until the summertime begins for sure. So backing me up here is Charlie Parker, Funky Blues. Stay tuned for songs from the Squid Pod here on WMFO in Medford.